Welcome to Weekly Insights at Winthrop Capital Management, where we discuss recent developments currently shaping the markets and industries in the global economy. Here's your host, Chief Investment Officer Greg Hahn.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday. I'm Greg Hahn, President and Chief Investment Officer for Winthrop Capital Management. And with me in the studio, Amy Anderson, Production Coordinator.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Adam Kunz. Happy Monday. Good morning.
Morning.
Wow. We got a busy week to talk about. So we've got upcoming earnings, last week's earnings. We are in the thick of earnings.
Yeah,
so we got volatility last week that we need to talk about. And then I think the all-important Fed wordsmithing that's going to be coming out of the meeting this week, too, we should probably talk about. Before we dig into earnings, though, let's kind of set a context for where we are just in terms of global growth. So we expect that over this last quarter, the U.S. economy recovered completely from the output that was lost during the pandemic. So heading into the pandemic, we estimate real GDP was around $19.2 trillion. The impact of the pandemic took GDP down to 10% to 17.3%. And then the first quarter GDP growth this year was, I think, 6.25%.
Yeah.
This quarter, we're expecting something closer to 8%. And so it's going to be a really strong quarter. And that'll allow GDP, real GDP output to surpass that $19.2 trillion. And thank you for monetary and fiscal spending to help plug the gap. The second half of the year, we still expect to see strong economic growth, but we think we're past the peak here. Mm-hmm. We've got more of the economy that's going to reopen, hopefully, if we don't have the COVID variant grip economic activity. But this Thursday, the BEA releases the second quarter numbers, so we'll be watching that. We expect a strong number. And I'd also add, Adam, that the global economy is recovered as well. Now, it hasn't been kind of on a proportional basis, pro rata. Not everybody's recovered equally. The Eurozone went into a recession last quarter and is lagging, but we are seeing growth coming out of the Eurozone. So it looks like global economic growth is starting to really get traction. So we've got a Fed meeting this week.
Yep.
And so we've talked about this. We think the next step in terms of what the Fed does is pulls back the liquidity in the system is through its quantitative easing program. So they're currently buying $120 billion a month in treasuries and agencies. And our expectation is they will start the narrative to begin to manage expectations that will start to pull back. Our guess is it'll be in the fourth quarter. It could be as early as the fourth quarter, but this rise in assets, this inflation in asset values right now is all about the cash, the money in the system. There's so much money in the system right now.
Massive amounts.
So the first step in normalizing is to actually pull the money out, because one could argue that, well, we're back to our output level. We've recovered. The economy is, in a number standpoint, recovered. The labor market hasn't fully recovered, but we'll talk about that in a second. There's no need to have the foot on the pedal accelerating with all this easy monetary policy. And the time is now. It's not going to last forever. Sometime the Fed's going to pull back the stimulus that's being pushed into the market. The question is, how do they do it and when do they do it? So be careful, and we'll talk about volatility in the second half of the year, but it could be coming.
Yeah, and you've already seen them do some shifts. They stopped doing their corporate bond purchases.
Yeah.
And then if you paid attention to what the balance sheet, it's shifting pretty heavily away from mortgage-backed agencies and just into Treasury. So I think the Fed under the radar is seeing, you know, the housing market kind of explode. So they've stopped buying mortgages like they were over the last year. So there are some shifts already happening.
So this week's heavy week, we had earnings last week. You want to talk about earnings and last week and what we expect this week?
So we did start some of the tech earnings last week. We had IBM. I guess they get somewhat of a gold star because they finally had a revenue year-over-year increase of about 2.5%. So, and that was really driven by their cloud services. So overall, $18.75 billion in revenue. That was $2.33 on earnings. So it was a good quarter for IBM. And it continues, you know, Red Hat continues to be kind of the
growth driver.
Yeah. We had Snapchat and Twitter too. So some of the social media type tech last week. And no surprise, you know, very large revenue growth numbers. Snapchat was up 116% of revenue and Twitter was up 87%. So, you know, you're seeing an increased use in social media, you know, still as people are shifting away from staying at home and going out. So nothing really lost there. But coming up, we've got kind of the big names that drive the S&P 500, really. We call it the S&P 5 these days.
This is this week's earnings.
Yes.
Right?
So we got Apple, Facebook, Alphabet, Microsoft, you know, all coming this week. So that's really going to be the driver.
So Apple, let's talk about Apple and Microsoft, because these are companies that are both $2 trillion in market cap. And Apple's earnings are expected to be up 55%.
Correct.
That's consensus earnings up 55%. And Microsoft, for a $2 trillion company, their earnings are expected to be up 31%.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing, the growth. And Facebook, we're looking at Facebook earnings close to 60, 70% growth.
Yeah.
So these big companies to have this kind of earnings growth is just head spinning.
The other head spinning thing is, everyone likes the narrative of, hey, we're coming off a low bar. You know, last year revenue and earnings were down, but they weren't down for these companies.
No, I know, right?
They were down for a lot, but not these. So, yeah, it's not like these are coming off some really low bar. So, yeah, it is amazing that they're able to continue to have that kind of earnings growth, and plus revenue growth is going to be, you know, close to 20% for
right. And let's not forget Google's in there too. So their earnings are supposed to be up 90%.
Yeah.
So and it's just amazing how what the reach these companies have and their ability. And again, I think it's the business model. I mean,
right.
A large part of this is they're not having to sell bagels out of a store every day, but it's recurring revenue that they can dial it in.
Yep.
So away from large tech, anything else on the earnings side this week that interests you?
We continue to have some of the consumer discretionary. So I don't have specific names in front of me, but yeah, we will get a lot of the consumer names this week as well. So kind of see how, you know, that increased savings rate and how it flows through, and then what the outlook is going into this back to school season, which should be pretty good.
Yeah. And then late in the week, we've got the energy sector starts to report. So we've got Exxon and Chevron. And with oil, that's been trading at, what, $70 a barrel?
Mm-hmm.
So the flow through on earnings should be positive. It's
should
not going to
be
negative. But we've seen more fiscal discipline around the energy companies. So expect to see some positive news coming out of there too.
Yeah, and they are coming off a very low bar. I mean, they were in negative earnings this time last year. So we should see some really, really big numbers there. And energy has been lagging. It's down 12% overall over the last month. So we'll see how that kind of plays out.
So let's shift to models. What does all of this mean for the structure of our portfolio models heading the second half of the year?
Yeah, so a theme that we're kind of discussing is as things are shifting and technology once again is moving back to the driver of performance in the S&P 500 and the smaller cap continues to lag. I mean, just over the last month, the Russell Small Cap Index is down over 5%. So you're seeing a shift. And now small caps are underperforming the S&P 500 year to date. So you're seeing a little bit of a give back on in the small cap space. You know, we still have the equal weight ETFs on. Those are still working relative to the S&P 500 year to date, but we are starting to give some back. So a lot of discussion about whether this is just a short-term shift or if we really are moving back to full recovery and we'll see these stocks pick back up.
So relative to the traditional 60-40 equity fixed income, in terms of how we look at our models, what are your thoughts in terms of shifting portfolio structure and our weights?
Yeah, I mean, the elephant in the room is the fact that the 40% of that model is not really going to give us much with that fixed income. We're not going to get a lot of income, probably not a lot of performance, even on spread contraction with spreads so tight. So we've got a big piece of the portfolio that's really just there as an anchor around volatility, which you just brought up, and volatility spiked above 20%. So I think that what we got to look at this coming back half of the year is that defensive play within our models. So that's the minimum vol ETF. That is a little bit of the equal weight, as well as some of like the value and dividend ETFs that we'll see.
All right. Anything else that's on your plate? It's a short one this week, guys. Nothing else from you? Nope. Are you guys watching the Olympics?
I am.
Yeah. It's just different. It's weird to not see people in the stands and people marching around the village.
Kind of leaves a little flat, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. But I'll tell you what, man. I love track and field and swimming. So yeah. I'll still watch it. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you through the week. Bye now.
All investments are subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. The information presented in this podcast is intended for educational purposes only and does not take into consideration your personal circumstances or other factors that may be important in making investment decisions. You may access and download this podcast only for your personal and non-commercial use. You may not use it in any other manner or for any other purpose without Winthrop's written permission. Copyright 2020, Winthrop Capital Management, LLC. All rights reserved.